This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Got Sammy here today to play you some music, and I've also got two special guests with me today. I've got Aidan and I have Mitchell. Hey guys.
Hey.
Hello.
Thank you for coming in today to chat with us. So we're going to talk a little bit about minus 18, and I want to ask you some questions if you'd like to share about your own personal lives and your coming out experiences and those sorts of things.
Yeah, sure.
Also, Aidan has brought his guitar and he looks really keen. He really looks like he wants to sing us a song. Would you like to start by singing a song?
I could do that, I guess.
All right. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what you're going to play for us today?
This is an original. It's called To a Secret Place. It was inspired by The Hunger Games, but that's a bit of a secret, so...
That's an awesome movie, too.
Love it.
All right, well, take it away, Aidan. Let's go.
Far away, deep in the jungle, I lay, hoping for some sanctuary, the quiet, the peace, the haunting breeze lulls me to sleep as a dream of you and me. Crackling of leaves, the soft whispers of fire remind me of you and all my desires. Burning, burning into the flames, the picture of you that quickly evaporates. Smell the smoke, the gray, the color slowly leaves my face. I wish we joined forces, we both could run away to a secret place. Only pleasure, no more pain.
See you. Woohoo! I don't know what to say. There are some days in life that are very precious and that are priceless, and money could never pay for them. And having someone sing on the radio in front of me like that is just one of them. So thank you so much for that.
I'm just jealous of Aidan's talent.
Oh, you've just got such a beautiful, beautiful voice. That is amazing. You want to get your breath? Hey, Mitchell, I'm going to ask you some questions.
Go for it.
Oh, if I can get over the emotional experience of that beautiful, beautiful song. So tell me a little bit about you. How old are you? Are you still at school?
I'm 18 and I'm doing a second year, not second year rather, it's like part two of year 12 at Eltham College in, well, it's not even in Eltham, it's in research, but...
Oh, well. And you've been out, you're out amongst your friends and family and those sorts of things?
Yeah, definitely. I've been out since about, I'd say, mid-2011.
Okay, so yeah. Like a couple of years?
Yeah.
Coming up for a couple of years. And how did that experience go for you?
Home-wise, it was fantastic. It was a case of, you know, mum, dad, I'm gay, and life went on. At school, not the best experience, but... I guess that's life, really.
Well, hey, I guess if your family's behind you, that's a fabulous thing.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm sure you've got friends that haven't had that experience.
Yeah.
Well, and that's great. So you live with your mum and dad?
No, I live at dad's and mum lives in Wesburn, which is very far away.
Okay. And have you got siblings?
One older sister. She's 21 and she's completely fine with everything as well.
Oh, well, I can't tell you how lucky that I'm sure you realise how lucky you are to have support from your family. I guess it's not unusual to have kids at school be a bit mean about these sorts of things.
Life goes on, and if they're going to treat like crap, don't even bother with them.
And are you happy that you made the decision to come out? Has it had a really good impact on the way you feel about yourself?
Like, as anyone, you know, when you first come out and some people aren't accepting, you freak out, you're like, why did I do this? Da, 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 da. But it just got so much better. You know, you don't have to hide your personality from your family and you can just be yourself, really. So,
fabulous. I like what you said there. It just gets better. It does get better, doesn't it? Time is such a great healer.
It is a bit of a cliche, but it does get better.
it really does, doesn't it? And those of us that are the beginning of that time don't recognise that, because we just want that time to elapse so that things just get better. We want it to happen quickly, but it doesn't. And I guess for everyone's experience is different as to how long it takes for that sort of time to elapse. And then you look back and it's like, oh, yeah, it got better.
Hmm.
Well, that's great. Aidan, I want to ask you the same sort of questions.
Okay.
So how old are you?
I'm 18 too.
Okay. And you're in high school still?
I am. I'm in year 12. So.
What a fun year.
I know. I'm having a great time.
You've been doing your homework these holidays?
No.
Am I sounding like your mum?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, you should. And is your room clean?
Oh, it's filthy, actually. It's terrible.
So tell me about your coming out experience. How long have you been? Your family supportive?
My mum's great, but my dad's... he's only recently kind of found out. I'm pan, and telling dad that, he kind of didn't understand what it meant, and he's a bit homophobic anyway, so it's kind of a bit interesting at home with him at the moment. But mum was really good about it all. I told her after I was kind of in the background on a news thing for the 7 p.m. project, just so I kind of thought it's one of those things you can't ignore, because she was sitting there and there I was on the TV. So, oops.
Is that how she... you told her beforehand.
She didn't pick up that it was me, but I kind of was like, oh, it's probably about time I told her.
That's great. Have you got any siblings?
I have a sister, yeah. She's 20.
And she cool?
It's hard to know what she is, because she's just always in her room and she doesn't really talk too much. So I think she's okay, but she says things here and there that are a bit not great. But, you know, I guess that's what's expected.
Yeah, and what about your friends in school and those sorts of things?
And my friends were really good, actually. When I was in, like, it was probably 2010, I told people. And I didn't kind of know how everyone would react, so I went around and I told them one-on-one. Like, I spent a lunchtime just going and talking to everyone I know and being like, this is what I am. And everyone was like, yeah, that's cool. That's really cool. And now I look back and go, oh, I didn't even need to do that, really. You know, it was a bit excessive, but
Do you know, I actually think that's pretty normal, that sort of anticipatory anxiety is what I call it, that anticipation of coming out to someone and about the anxiety that you get when you do the first few and how nervous you feel when it's about to happen.
Yeah, so you talk to your nicest friends first.
Yeah, you pick them off. You pick the ones that you think are going to be the safest ones to deal with.
You have like a bodyguard for the ones you don't like that much, you know, piss out. No. I'm joking, cool. Mitchell, Jesus.
And I guess, like we've just talked about before, time is a great healer, isn't it?
I definitely agree with that one. But yeah, I don't think it, for me, coming out, it needed any healing or anything. It was just a really kind of, I don't know, natural and nice thing. It just seemed right, and everyone was like, yeah, that's cool. And apart from my dad, it's all been really easy.
I'm going to ask you a question. There was something, a word you used before, and I was wondering if you can explain it to us, explain it to those that may not know what it is. You said the word pan. Oh. So just, it's an unusual term. I know what it means, but you tell us in your words.
Well, basically, I really like cooking, and no.
Awesome. You can come and cook for me if you like, because okay. I hate cooking.
I'm pansexual, so it's like you're, I guess there's a few different definitions, but the one I like is that you attracted to the person and not the gender. So it's about people, and you're not confined to male or female or trans or any kind of labels. It's whoever, if you like them, that's that. And I think that's really nice.
That is very sweet. Can I ask what's the difference between pan and, say, someone that identifies as bisexual?
A lot of people don't like the term bi because of lots of reasons, but things like it's, you know, it's specifically male and female and not, you know, inclusive of, you know, different kind of different genders and all kinds of different things. So I think it's just, but it's also about, the, I don't know, I'm not very good at definitions.
That's right. I'm just thinking about what you're saying there. And one of the things that I've noticed that has become much more prevalent, or I've become a lot more aware of, is that a lot of younger people identify as gender queer, and that the binary nature of gender is being blurred by shades of grey. And I'm kind of thinking, as you're saying that, that's somewhat similar to pan versus bi. Bi tends to be, you know, you're either kind of like males or you like females, whereas pan says, well, you know, I don't really care where someone might decide to feel like that, where they want to be on that grey scale between, you know, male and female or something else, whatever they want to be. So is that, would you agree?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, cool. Hey, look, we're going to take a little bit of a break. We might play a song after we come back from a break, and I'd love to keep talking to you guys because I am finding this fascinating. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Joy 94.9. You're listening to Sammy today. It's 23 minutes to one, and I have Mitchell and Aidan with me here today. Thank you for coming in today, gentlemen.
No problem.
Oh, it's been great. Hey, I wanted to ask some questions about minus 18. So if I was a young person and I wanted to find some support, it seems like minus 18 is a pretty cool thing to get in touch with, isn't it?
Definitely. We do a lot of things. So it's a really big organisation. I mean, having dance events and social events and, you know, online resources and videos, it's a really big thing to be able to provide that for young people, and I think it's a really cool platform, I guess. So
if I was a bit shy and I don't really like, you know, I'm still sort of in the process of deciding about, you know, coming out, you know, how could I go about approaching minus 18 in a way that, you know, I can still feel safe and comfortable and those sorts of things? I mean, I know once you actually get there, they're awesome and everyone's very supportive, but how do you get people to approach it? How do you, you know, what would you say to them?
Well, most of the time, I guess the best, like when I first came to minus 18, I went to a first dance event and I was completely sort of, you know, you're awkward because it's your first dance event, you know nobody. What I suggest is, you know, go to a social event, sometimes get to know some people, become friends with them, and it'll be a hell of a lot easier if you just go to a dance event.
Yeah, cool.
I find social events are a really good start. That's where I started, at a social event, like 3 years ago, and made some good friends. And then you go to the dance event and get your boogie on, and it's great, and you have some people to dance with. But I think it's also good to go to a dance event without your group of friends, because then you're actually making new friends as well, whereas if you go with your group, you don't really meet as many people. And I think the dance events are such a really friendly environment. I mean, if you go to a club, it's just not the same. You know, you can't... Well, you can, but it's much harder to just talk to a stranger. You know, the dance event, you just say hi and dance, and it's really easy. So I guess it's a really friendly environment. So what's a
social event?
Well, it's very diverse as to what a social event can entail. We've done rock climbing, and we do things like a movie night where we'll have some pizza and watch something like Mean Girls, or it can be anything really. What else have we done recently? We've been to the Melbourne Museum. We had a picnic, which was really nice and simple, and everyone brought food, and it's really nice.
Yeah, and we found jump ropes in the tree. Don't ask me why, but
that was a secret, Mitchell. You're not supposed to tell anyone that.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, so if I didn't know anybody, I could just turn up to a social event. I can find it on the website when all the social events are on, mm-hmm. and I can just turn up and I'll be there, and people will welcome me there. They'll notice that I'm the shy person, and that you know, is that how it would happen? You'd notice that someone needs, you know, you'd go and approach them, or you guys might say, "Hey, he's a really hot guy," or I might say, "She's a really hot chick."
I think definitely that you go by yourself and people will definitely say hi and being friendly. I mean, I was the shy guy like 3 years ago, and I made so many friends. I've got so many friends there now. So, you know, I think it's really easy.
So you have a special role at Minus 18, is that right?
I'm on the committee, which isn't that exciting. But
but what's your role on the committee?
I hold the social event portfolio. So I make sure that the social events run smoothly and I organise them generally. And then We talk about what we want, what kind of events we want, how frequently we want them, which is generally we try to get in about one every 2 to 3 weeks, which is we're trying to get it down to every 2 weeks, but it's a bit full on because everyone's volunteers, so to get people to volunteer twice a month just for social events is a big ask. But
and you are supposed to be studying for school, yeah?
Exactly.
Supposed to be.
what's the age group of people that kind of attend? You know, what's the...
We get anywhere from about, I think, 14 to, at a social event, probably 20, I'd say. It's up to 21, but I think it's more around 20 is the highest we get.
But you'd see like a regular, like 14, 15,
that's
16-year-olds, those sorts of things?
The biggest group of people is around, I reckon, 15, 16.
Yeah, personally, it's just, 16 to... See, my main group of friends is about 16 to 18.
There's definitely a few 14-year-olds, though. Like, I'm not going to name names because that'd be a bit creepy.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah.
And tell me about some of the diversity, because often when we think about these sort of things, we're just talking, people tend to just gloss over and think about gay men and lesbian women, but there's a lot more. There's the bisexual, there's the pan that we talked about earlier, but there's also transgender people, and intersex is something that even gets talked about even less. So I'll pick transgender, for example. What's the representation of people that identify as trans that would turn up? There are some that turn up, yeah?
Usually at the dance events, we have quite a few transgendered people turn up. Not so much at social. Don't know why,
I disagree with that. I think there's a few, but I don't know, it's not like we ask people about, you know, are you this, are you that, you know, it's very...
Yeah, so you can't really tell, I guess.
It's not like, you know, you want to... I mean,
which is great. I suppose the reason for my questioning was to try to encourage those people that maybe identify as something that's a little bit unusual to get to participate and get involved. So I think you've answered the question, you know, in a different way, and it's great. So it doesn't really matter how you identify, whether you do or don't label yourself, that people are still welcome to come along and will be welcomed with open arms.
Exactly. I think it's about, I mean, Minus seems to be, to me, not about labels at all. It's about, hi, I'm so-and-so, and not, I'm this, I'm that. It's, I'm a person, and that's that, and we all get along. Well, we don't all get along, but, you know, it's much more about, you know, this is who I am, rather than this is who society views me to be.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
I've got still got Mitchell and Aidan with me, and we're going to close up. Thank you, guys, for coming in to speak with us today.
Thank you for having us.
So we want to talk a little bit, just finish off a little bit about what some of the resources that are available for young people who need to go and find some things out.
So one of our latest projects is the Standout Network, which is for queer youth in high school around Victoria. And we've got resources for them if they experience homophobia and discrimination and feel like they're a bit awkward about coming out in school.
Yeah.
Like, we've got articles on, like, That's So Gay, you know, how to start a GSA at your own school, student stories.
Sorry, what's a GSA?
A Gay Straight Alliance.
Oh, cool.
Like, so if you have a group, you know, gay club pretty much, I guess. Well, you wouldn't call it that, but...
A Gay Straight Alliance sounds like a really good idea to me.
Yeah. Some schools allow it with opening arms, and there may already be one at your school, but some schools don't. You may need to kind of persuade them into it.
And that's what I think a lot of the Standout's about, is providing, you know, the information and the resource to actually be able to stand up for these things and be able to start your own group.
You also said that there's some stuff about your legal rights. Is that right?
Yeah. If you do experience any discrimination or homophobia at school from either students or staff, we've got all the resources there to tell you what you can do if you experience it.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And I suppose, cool. And how to handle it in an appropriate way so that it's dealt with properly.
Yeah.
That sort of stuff. What other sorts of things?
We also have stories by crew and other people who have also come out, other minus patrons usually.
We have a street mag as well.
Yes, we do. OMG, I'm queer. And OMG, my friend's queer, which is for dealing out with your friends coming out.
Minus also puts out a lot of web videos about all kinds of different things, religion and sexuality, and like dance events and social events. But there are a lot of online video resources as well. So
And we can also mail out posters and resources to your school for free if you want them at your school, I guess, and we'll just send them all off.
Fabulous. All right, look, that's really interesting stuff. I have learned so much today and I've really enjoyed this experience. You guys should think about going to the radio, you know.
Oh, baby.
Thank you for coming in. I hope everybody who has been listening has enjoyed listening to Aidan and Mitchell today. And I've got... Lawrence is going to join me after the turn of the hour.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.